This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
How can you contemplate the Quran without knowing any Arabic? Remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that the Quran is a blessed book, Mubarak. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us the objective of it, the revelation, is what? لِيَدَّبَّرُوا آيَاتِ, so that you can reflect upon its verses. And so when you take all of this into consideration, you realize contemplation of the Qur'an is an act of worship, and it is one of the objectives, one of the goals of revelation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us to think about the verses of the Qur'an, the signs within the Qur'an. And of course, we know and we realize the majority of the ummah does not speak the Arabic language. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not command something that the ummah is incapable of, that we are not able to do. Otherwise, this becomes a difficulty upon the majority. So there must be a way to do it, and there is a way to do it. What are the different things that we can do, and what are some of the lessons we can take from what the companions would hear and the tabi'in would hear? So a man said to Abdullah bin Mas'ud, he said, I recite all of the mufassal suwar in one raka'ah. These are certain types of surah from one place to another. So Abdullah radiallahu anh, he said, you must have been reciting it very quickly, like the recitation of poetry. Verily, there are people who recite the Qur'an, but it does not go down beyond their collarbones. So it is a fact with the Qur'an that it is beneficial only when it settles in the heart and it is rooted deeply in it, meaning you want to focus on it. Tip number one, personalize the message. When you read the Qur'an, read as if every verse is addressing you and no one else. Every verse of command, every verse of prohibition, don't do this, don't do that, stay away from this, abstain from those things. Every time you hear, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O believers, 89 times in the Qur'an this is mentioned, reflect on it as though it's addressed to you. And when it describes the believers, ask yourself if this is how you are. When it describes the disbelievers or the hypocrites, make sure you are thinking about the qualities that are describing them and that you are far away from those qualities. Abdurrahman bin Auf one time, radiallahu anhu, was brought some food and then he said, Mus'ab bin Umair was martyred and he was better than me. And all they could find to cover him, shroud him, was a single sheet. Hamza was martyred and he was better than me. And all they could find to shroud him was a single sheet. I fear that our pleasures have been hastened for us in this life. And then he began to cry. He began to cry. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us humility. Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu anhu was one of the wealthiest of people in history, one of the wealthiest of believers in the entirety of the ummah. And he was worried that what he had of a dunya was going to be basically a reward that he would not then get in the afterlife. Now, he recited one of the ayats of the Quran and it was describing disbelievers. And I want to share something here about this story. He could not help but be afraid, thinking that he would be amongst those whose pleasures in this life, consumed in this world, are a sign that they would not have anything in the next life. So read the Quran as though it's addressed to you. Number two, reflect on the context of the word placement. When you read the Quran, think about the words and where they are in the ayats. Now you may not know how to do this. This is why we listen to lectures, and this is why we have classes online and offline, and we have resources and books, alhamdulillah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Musa alayhi salam to a teacher, and the teacher had two qualities, and we read about this every Friday, every Jumu'ah. This teacher had two qualities, mercy and knowledge. But Allah mentions mercy first. Mercy precedes knowledge here. Knowledge is power, and that power can give a person of authority the ability to do something wrong, or with mercy, the ability to do something right, meaning to be kind to others. Knowledge allows you to judge, to understand situations at times, but knowledge without mercy can make you judgmental, can lead to a lot of problems. And we know this and we see this in our communities. Tip number three, reflect on the combination of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the different verses that you read. And so you find the reference to Al-Wahid Al-Qahhar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one, the prevailing. You find this combination to be a very interesting one, because the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Wahid, the one, is always mentioned alongside the name Al-Qahhar, which is like the prevailing one, the ever-prevailing. Why? This is because the kings and the leaders of the world, they only prevail and they have power due to other factors like wealth, weaponry, armies, the people that support them. On the other hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's power is Himself. He needs nothing else. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ There's nothing like Him. So to illustrate the uniqueness of His power, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala combines these two names, Al-Wahid, the One, Al-Qahhar, the Ever-Prevailing. These are some tips amongst others, but I want to ask you this question at the end. Which of these three principles do you try to practice the most, or will you try to practice the most moving forward?